Hello everyone, it's Aliyah. Welcome back to my podcast. I'm sorry you guys couldn't listen to the podcast on Friday. Something went wrong with the web version of the app. I really apologize for any inconveniences, but of course, I know you guys understand. Okay, so happy new month to you all and happy first Sunday of the month of June. I really pray we get good news this month because the recent news stories about black protests, rape, robbery and murder really got me started last week, with some celebrities also speaking nonsense and the insensitive comments people are making keep annoying me, especially the opinion women are responsible for getting themselves raped. And the funny thing is, some ladies are coming out accusing men of raping them just to get attention, and the effect of this is clear. The accusations, whether true or false, won't be taken seriously anymore, because I don't know why you're bent on tarnishing someone's image by accusing him wrongly on that biased place we call social media. Well, let's leave that aside for now. Our talk today is about video calling. Okay, that thing we call video calling has one basic invisible rule some people don't follow. Okay, let me ask a question. Why would you want to video call me and not ask me first if I wanted to? Like, I wanted to make a video call with you. Maybe I'm chatting with you or I'm not at the moment and all of a sudden there's a video call and your name pops up. It's actually annoying. Okay, this is mostly annoying with people you're not really close with. Okay, if my elder sister does that, which she knows I won't pick because she uses it to disturb me and she doesn't ask first, I won't pick it. Even if it's my close friend and your call pops up without asking first, I will certainly dance to my ringtone, not to talk of someone that isn't really close to me. Okay, some people don't actually like video calling, someone like me, but I do pick sometimes, especially if I was asked first. I prefer calling and mostly texting. So the thing is, you should actually ask first whether someone is ready for a video call. Okay girls, wait. You know the type of ready I'm talking about. Okay, I hope you guys understand that part. Okay, that was actually a day a guy I don't really talk to. We didn't start chatting that day, and his call just popped up all of a sudden. I was like, in my mind, bro, we were chatting and you couldn't type. Do you want to video call? And the funny part was when I didn't pick, and he asked me why. I sarcastically told him I was picking vegetables, which he actually believed, whereas I was lying down on my bed. I wasn't really clothed that day either. So I kept asking myself, was I supposed to quickly find something to wear immediately I saw the call? Like, it was actually annoying. It's just a matter of courtesy, guys. Also, people to talk about having special places to use for video calls. As for me, I prefer video calling on my bed. I relax completely. If someone asks me if I want to video call and I tell them yes, I want to, but not at the moment, they are not in a suitable place for a video call. Yeah, I hope you understand what I mean by that suitable place for a video call. Okay, so I'm not really clothed and I'll truthfully call you when I'm ready. And if I don't want to, you should know that other reasons why you don't pick video calls. It's as simple as that. So guys, the one thing I really want us to do, if we haven't been doing, is to learn how to request for a video call, whether it's with a close friend or not, no matter the closeness. It's not a big deal, people. Well, if you have one or two things to say about this rule, the message button is always there. Don't forget to share with your friends too. And I really want to say big shout out to Ekuma Confidence, a very good friend of mine. She designed the new cover for the podcast. Patronize our guys, and if you want to do so, send a message via any of the social platforms above. Okay, so we've come to the end. Enjoy your week and remember to always stay safe. Bye bye.